I gotta sign them all, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Mr. Burton? I want to call this meeting of the Community Services Committee to order. It's Tuesday, August 24th. We are a little tardy in our starting time. We were scheduled at 3:00, it's now 3:32. And I know that some of our members had other obligations, so we're going to try to move this along as rapidly as possible. We have present our chair, Mr. Jenkins. We have Legislator Burton, Legislator Tester, and myself. And representing the administration at our request is Mr. George Oros.
And
of his own free will.
It's an oversight. We'll get it to you.
Okay. And I think on that note, we'll start. Our meeting this afternoon was to discuss the process of selecting administrative law judges for the Human Rights Commission. And let me preface that, the beginning of that discussion or dialogue, with saying that the reason for this primarily is the fact that I had received a number of calls, not necessarily from constituents of mine, but from people who were aware that as the chair of the Committee on Community Services, this came Human Rights Commission came within that bailiwick, and there were questions about the fact that ALJs that were previously on the panel were not being reappointed, and that there was question about what was the reason for that and the process and so on. So by way of following up on that, I did ask, and also for my own edification in terms of the whole human rights process and what they were doing and what their stats looked like, I asked Ms. Brathwaite to come forward, and she did so about 2-3 weeks ago when she gave us a summary report on the duties and obligations of the Human Rights Commission and what their stats look like currently, and some feedback on the administrative law judge process. In doing so, she indicated to us that there were a number of ALJs that had not been reappointed, even though their paperwork had been sent to the administration, and there are other ALJs that had been appointed who were recommended by the administration. And so I think today we need some clarification on what's been happening process-wise.
Well, the process is just as you said. The commissioner sent several names, people whose contracts had expired. We went through a process of interviewing people who had experience in administrative law and have acted as administrative law judges or had experience in that nature or handled these types of complaints. We submitted those resumes to the commissioner, who told us that she put them through the Human Rights Commission and that they were approved and they were put on, which is my understanding under the county charter, the way the process works. The commission selects has the ability to vet and select the administrative law judges. So that's the procedure we used. And
but my question also further goes to the point that there were administrative law judges who had been previously approved by the commission and were serving and up for reappointment. And as far as I know, none of these have been, even though they've been forwarded to administration for approval, none of them have been approved.
That's correct. We made a determination that, new administration, we were going to take a fresh look at this, not just the Human Rights Commission, but all of the departments and the administrative law judges that have served. And, we have in a number of departments submitted new names, new resumes, and have put different people on as administrative law judges. Again, we follow the procedure. It's not like we can't do this without the commission's approval. And we did submit the resumes, and I believe all of them were interviewed by the commission.
No, I'm not questioning that so much as to find out. According to the information I have, There were four people that were recommended by the administration, three of which have been approved, one of which has not been able to meet with the commission.
Right, and we're going to withdraw that. I think we actually did withdraw that.
Okay. But there are another approximately seven who were referred who have not been have not received any approval
right.
from administration at all. So it is your intent to replace all of the...
No, I don't think at this point in time the case has been made to us that there would be a need to have more than three administrative law judges. There's no current backlog with their hearings.
I understand that there is.
Oh, well, that has not been made aware to us. If that's the case, then we will look at putting some more on. But, you know, we try to keep it as lean as possible because, you know, you don't want to have five or six people sitting there as administrative law judges and they never get called to hear a case.
Well, I can understand that, but I also understand that some of them are willing to do it without cost to the county.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. So just let me be clear on, let me clarify one thing. It is your intent to replace all of the ones that are currently serving?
If the commissioner and the commission feels there's need for additional administrative law judges, we certainly will address that and submit, you know, names to them and have them interview and go through their process. But, you know, we have three there, and again, it has not been brought to the administration's attention that there's a need for additional administrative law judges. If they're telling you that and you're telling me that, then we'll look into that and we'll bring some more aboard.
All right. The other piece of information, I guess, is section 700.09 of the charter indicates that it is the commission's responsibility to designate qualified persons to serve. And the way I'm hearing from what you're saying is that you are designating people and sending them to the commission for them to decide on whether or not, for them to then pass forward to come back to you.
Correct.
Why is it being done differently?
Well, I think it's being done differently because it's just a different approach, but it doesn't violate the charter. The names are submitted to the Human Rights Commission to, you know, decide whether they think the people meet the criteria and that they would fulfill the job properly. And, you know, if they feel they don't, then they can't be appointed. It's that simple.
But also, just one more point, and then I'll turn it
And by the way, I'm not so sure it wasn't done that way in the past, even from what we have learned. In the past, there were resumes and names submitted through the HR department or through the county executive's office to either the commissioner or the commission. So it's not necessarily that it's never been done that way.
Well, I'm not saying it is.
But, okay.
But I am saying that one of the things, my concern is that there are people who have served before who have experience in terms of the types of cases and so on, and would have what I would think would be some valuable history to bring to this effort, and also would reflect, from my understanding, a variety of complexions that could deal with the issues that are dealt with within the Human Rights Commission. So I think that you're overlooking a valuable resource in not taking some of the people who have served before. Committee members, anyone have
any
comments?
I just have one clarification question. Mm-hmm. There was seven, and now there's three, and they're new. Is that it?
Yes.
There were seven.
And actually, there were three, six, there were eight, and one of them has moved away.
Okay.
Yes. To Mr. Testa's question, actually, because that's where I was getting hung up, too. So just to help us understand, the commissioner sent these seven names, or eight.
I don't think we ever got that many names. I think there were three that were sent to us.
There are five that were sent to you.
Five, okay.
Okay, so the commissioner sent five.
Well, some of them may have contracts that extend beyond into this year because they're appointed and then they sign a contract.
I see.
And they get paid on a per case basis, mm-hmm. and there's a limitation on to how much each hearing officer can make. This is all governed, other than the appointment process here, which is a little different. Administrative law judges are all governed by state law,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's just
But going back to the Human Rights Commission submitted names of people that they would like to see.
The commissioner.
The commissioner submitted names right. of individuals who had previously worked as...
And asked for the contracts to be renewed.
And
correct.
The next thing that came back down to her from the administration then was, were the three new names?
Actually, we sent four. We said here are four.
Four names.
Well,
none of them had been had experience.
No, they've had experience. They didn't have
with the Human Rights Commission.
Well, not as administrative law judges with the Human Rights Commission. We sent those four resumes down. They were called in for their interview. The Human Rights Commission, said these are fine. We approved them, and then they were put on as hearing officers.
I believe what our understanding from meeting with the Human Rights Commissioner was that they believed that these were the first up from you and that they would then be hearing about their other people.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know.
But you decided three is enough?
I didn't decide anything, first
it
of all.
Sort of sounds like a bait and switch.
First of all, I never had that conversation with the Human Rights Commission or the commissioner. I can find out from Bob Alberti, who is the liaison to the Human Rights Commission, if he indeed had that conversation. But
and is that someone who works for the county?
He works for the county executive's office.
What's the name?
Robert Alberti. But in the email chain that I recall, and I looked through it today in preparation of this meeting, I don't recall him sending, the commissioner or anybody a letter saying, okay, these are the first three, let's go with, we're going to get you to your others later. So I don't, I will find out. Maybe he did say that to her.
Had the commissioner known then, perhaps, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, but it sounds a little bit like, had the commissioner known that she was only going to get three, maybe had they not approved those three, she might have been able to get the people she had had before.
If there is a need for more administrative law judges, we will.
I believe the need is for the experienced human rights administrative law judges. And I think that what we have heard on this committee is that there is a difference between the newbies and the people who had been there before.
I'm sure there is, and there's probably some pros with that and some cons with that. There's a fresh approach looking at
But I would hate to think, if I may, that a commissioner would potentially be in a position to think that he or she was operating correctly and okay, the new administration said, we'll definitely take a look at these people, but we do want our other people back as well. We've had good experiences with them. We know they know the ropes, whatever. And then to see the door slam after the first three.
I have never gotten correspondence or a phone call
How do we get to more than three ALJs, so we could bring some experience back?
It's very easy. If there is a caseload there that warrants more than the three that are serving, we'll appoint
them. And how do we make the point to the administration about the need for experience?
I think you made the point. That's why I'm here and you're telling me. So we will submit people to the Human Rights Commission, and if they can vet them, and if they don't feel they're qualified.
So we should let the commissioner know that you just didn't know that they had other people they wanted to have?
The commissioner never made that known to me. Now, again, I can't speak for, whether she has had that conversation with Rob Alberti, but I would be surprised that he wouldn't come to me and say, by the way.
Does he work for you?
He doesn't. He reports to Kevin Plunkett, but he works for the county executive's office. And we have conversations every day, and, he has coordinated other AJLs, and he is also...
What's his title?
He's a senior assistant. I don't know.
You have so many people up there, we don't know.
Oh, please, don't let me start it on that, Judy, because you have plenty more people down here than we have up there.
Senior what?
We went from a staff of 43 to 29.
What is his title, senior?
Bob Alberti, works for the county executive. You
never heard of him. What? Sorry. Senior what?
I didn't hear of some of the people you have working down here. So.
George, I think as a committee member, we are entitled to ask some questions.
Who is
Robert Alberti?
He is an assistant to the county executive. Now, I don't know exactly what his title and pay grade is, but he's an assistant to the county executive.
And he was hired. Okay.
He started in January, just the same time I did. He's been here since January.
It's good to know.
And he has several departments that he coordinates, and one of them is the Human Rights Commission.
Okay. Lions here.
We don't have a party and invite all these guys down.
We should. It would be nice to know
who
they are.
No, because it used to bug me that I didn't know the people on Andy's floor either. It was just,
I'm
with George and being frustrated that we're bugging him, but at the same time, it would be nice to have a party.
We should have a staff party for both.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
We'd have to rent the county center, but we could do it.
Skip the party. Why don't we just, maybe the next time you come down to meet with us, you could bring a couple of people so we could know them. I don't think we need to spend money on a party.
No, but I do think I do think it would be helpful for both floor staff to have relationships. I mean, I'm fortunate that, you know, Katie works with me and knows a lot of the people on this floor. Mm-hmm. So there is a channel of communication, sometimes an informal channel, which is sometimes better than a formal channel. But, you know, I don't know. Even when I was a legislator, I didn't know a lot of the staff here. And I know a lot of staff came on, and I was, even as a legislator, never told, oh, here's so-and-so, I just coming to work for whatever. So.
Yep. We've all suffered that problem. Yeah. And that's why I think the party would be a good idea, and I'd be willing to throw in some of my wife's famous deviled eggs.
Very good.
I think it would be silly to waste that kind of money. But I do think it would be good to bring them to committee meetings.
Absolutely, I'm not going to spend money.
That's all
right.
I'll spend my
own money.
We can have a meeting. All right,
so just to, we need to then get back to the commissioner.
Yes, we certainly do. And make sure that she is aware of the fact. And we need to meet Mr. Alberti. So maybe we can do
both. The point is, if they need more judges, they might not necessarily be sent down the same names. They might be sent down different names.
True. Yeah. Unless they can say we need some people who have experience with us.
Is it a matter of a number, or is it a matter of the people that they want?
I think it's experience.
Experience, I think that's what we're talking about. Anyway, in the calls that I got,
I don't think this is an insurmountable problem. If the Human Rights Commission requires a few more hearing officers, and if they would like a particular person, you know, they can make that known to us, and you know, we'll put them on.
Okay.
I don't think it's
and ask problem. To Robert or you.
To me.
To you. To George.
Okay. Well, anyone else have any comments or questions that we can be answered
by
Mr. Oro?
Yeah. Speaking about, if I may, through the chair, speaking about administrative law judges, have you switched the Board of Health administrative law judges too, or the Department of Health?
Have we switched? Judy, off the top of my head, I don't recall seeing a...
I know they three of them came before us for renewals, came before the Board of Health. And I just wondered if they were renewed or not.
I think they were, but I'd have to check. I don't want to speak out of turn.
I mean, I can bring it up at the next.
Yeah. I think that, again, these hearing officers, I guess they sign one-year contracts, and sometimes they're held over. So somebody might be entering a contract like now, August, and they would stay for a year until next August. They don't all come up right away in the beginning of January. And then a lot of them, if we don't have somebody that's willing and or qualified, we may not have reappointed, but we'll let that person stay there as we're searching to see if we can find somebody else. And in a few instances, some of these people have stepped down. They don't want to. And you have LoCascio, who's been there for many, many years as an administrative
law
judge. Very good. One of the things that we would like to do with a lot of the administrative law judges, with the departments or the commissions, the Solid Waste Commission, the Health, Board of Health, or however they come up, is to try to adjudicate or compromise some of these things so it doesn't have to go to a full hearing. You know, to find a way to work it out prior to a hearing. Sometimes you can't, but we're trying to put more of an emphasis on that instead of having hearings. Because the hearing officers are inexpensive. What takes the cost is that if it's a health hearing, you know, you may sometimes have two or three people from the health department having to be there through a hearing that may go on for hours. So as much as we can avoid that and get compliance, that's what we'd like to do.
Without the presence of a judge?
Well, correct. If you're cited with a violation, and we're able to work something out where...
Who's we?
The inspector or the commissioner saying, you know, comply. We'll come back in a week. If it's fixed properly, there's no need for a hearing. There's no need for a fine. What we're looking for is you to comply with the law, not to punish people.
I don't know. understanding, at least on the Board of Health, is that they go through three of those before they end up in front of the administrative law judge.
Yeah, I think
so. But I would hate to see a system in which people were looking for sort of a way around a judge.
Well, I don't think we're looking for a way around a judge. I think we're looking for people to comply with our laws, not to make examples of them or punish them. We want people to follow the law.
But there are penalties for not following the law, and without that administrative law judge, you're not going to get a penalty.
We're not getting rid of administrative law judges. All I'm saying is we're trying to reduce the burden and the caseload by resolving matters amicably when it's possible, that's all. Just to put more of a focus on...
You realize that the health department is funded through these fines.
I wish that were true. The health department is not funded by...
There's a very large tax levy
that goes with the county health department.
But this is... That's also mandated, but there is a very large piece that goes through because of the fines.
But, again, I think the vision we look at here is that government is not in the business to make fines to keep itself going.
No, but government is in the business to protect and save and help
absolutely.
People.
And to educate people and
so
make sure that they're
following
the law.
Three times and then you finally fined seems like a very fair system, especially utilizing people who've had experience in this area and who know the people. I mean, we are losing, and I certainly don't need to tell you as a member of the administration, we have a significant brain drain that is going on. I don't think we really want to be in the position of aiding and abetting the brain drain when it comes to someone like an administrative law judge who a commissioner wants to continue only to be told, no, you're going to get this one who doesn't have any experience, and that's all you get.
I don't know that anybody's ever said that.
Point made.
We have any other questions or comments from Mr. Oros? Thank you for
my pleasure.
Coming. Sorry about the delay, but part of that was your fault anyway.
I got nowhere to go. It's 7 o'clock.
Okay. We have some other business. We have minutes from the August 9th meeting.
So moved.
You know what? Can I just go back 1 second on this? It just occurred to me. We have no way of knowing what was motioned and seconded. There seems to be something missing here. So you might want to withdraw your...
Where
so
are you?
Moved. Well, where, it says minutes approved, right, Tuesday, August 3rd.
And there's a comment on motion of legislative matters and seconded by legislative...
Which
this
item?
This, the one above, Tuesday, August 3rd.
Yeah.
I take it that's what it means.
I have no idea, but what was the item?
The minutes
for that date here, the minutes for that date there.
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
This is the vote on those minutes. This
but
is the
this
vote
is on votes on, this is minutes on August 9th.
Right. We took a vote
August
for the minutes.
August 9th is what we're doing now.
Right, and so
August
is that
9th,
here
we
under
August
referrals.
3rd and August and July 29th.
I don't get it still.
On this date, on August 9th, we voted for two sets of minutes. We voted for the August 3rd minutes, and that was the result.
And that's all we did at that meeting?
In terms of voting, we had some...
But aren't our minutes supposed to reflect even discussions?
That was a joint meeting with legislation. And you know, in the past, we used to not do minutes at all if it was a joint meeting. The committee would do them.
There's a referral down here that says this meeting is joint with Committee on Legislation. Please.
Oh, okay. So this was what was discussed.
Yeah.
So this referral
for
discussion
for their minutes.
Yeah.
Was discussed on August 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is not clear. I realize this is a form. It's just
a new form.
I know. It's just a little unclear. Okay, so that means that's what was discussed on August 9th.
Right.
Uniquely as a committee.
Right. Yeah, and then nothing else was discussed.
Okay, so
I worry when these get foiled, we're going to have a lot of problems.
Well, with correction, though, Tara Bernard is not a legislator.
The tapes, I guess.
Tara Bernard is not
a legislator.
May come as a surprise
she's
to some of us.
She's not indicated as a legislator on here.
She's an attendee.
Attendee present.
Oh, why? I thought we put the guests. down below.
Yeah, we do. So we should.
So if we could do that, it would make my heart go pity pat.
Where do we put the guests?
Beneath the box.
Yeah.
Oh, beneath the box.
Yeah. So you need to move her down.
Poor Tara.
It's just nice. Otherwise, I'd so move the minutes with Greg.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any other business that we need to discuss?
So you voted no on...
Yes, I did.
The minutes?
Yes, I did.
Ah.
Because I disagreed with the calling it a meeting to begin with, if you remember. That was the...
That's where the foil's going to get to be so much fun. We're going to need John around to explain his no vote.
Got it. Okay, see, I thought you were saying no
to
accept, this.
I was saying no to accepting those minutes.
I see. I was reading it this way, that you said no to cyberbullying.
I did not judge that as a CS meeting.
I
appropriate
see.
CS meeting.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Just being consistent.
You are. You are absolutely consistent.
Did not get that.
Is there, we have pending referrals. We have a lot of pending referrals.
Do you want to move them out into receive and file?
Yeah, I think so. One of the things on number 2 under pending referrals, item 3329, mm-hmm. In our August 3rd meeting, was it August 3rd or July 29th when Commissioner Mayon was here, I requested that either he or some of the new, or the new commissioner for DSS come in and talk about the administrative setup for DSS, for the combined departments, sometime either the end of this month, August, or early September. And what I wanted to say is that I've requested that it possibly be the first week in September, the Tuesday after Labor Day, which is the 7th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We have a board meeting that day, but it's possible that we could do it, obviously, before the board meeting, find out whether or not they've made, and since that's DSS is the largest department in the county, and I've had some questions from colleagues about whether that is the right mesh, DSS and community mental health, and how is it going to work, and who's going to be doing what. I thought it might be a good idea to, since they would have had sufficient time, I think over a month at least, to try to make some assignments, that if they would come back and give us that information. So we're looking at possibly doing it earlier in the day than 3 o'clock. But we're looking at September 7th, so I hope that you hold the calendars available. Rose, Vincy, and Melanie are working on that together.
Well, that's my first day back, so I probably won't be here before 3 o'clock, so just so you know.
You
back
nice
to
summer.
My real job.
Yeah. You had a nice summer.
Huh?
So have you had a nice summer?
So you won't be here before 3 o'clock?
Correct.
But you could be here at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're querying everyone
yeah.
to see
yeah, I understand.
What's the time, what time fits better, and we're querying Bernice's committee as well as this committee, so let's see what happens. Other than that, I think...
okay.
So move.
Second.
Thank you very much,
Madam
Chair.
Thank you.
So that's on September 7th.
Did you get that request from the
Oh, that's a big difference.
Next to each other in the